Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Derek Andrews with 4D Cabling.
Hey, Derek, how's it going?
I can't complain. Sorry I missed your call.
No, you're good, man. You're good. Been a little busy over here anyway, so.
I understand. I was just calling to see if I could get some more details on your voicemail.
Yeah, so, you know, we had extended an offer here to the business. You know, you were pre-approved for some equipment and working capital. The business was actually kind of pre-approved for right around $250K. You know, I just kind of wanted to reach out there and just see how business was going. If you did have anything in the works here, we might be able to help you out with.
How did your program work?
Well, which program there were you going to be interested in? Was it equipment you were maybe looking to bring on, or was it capital?
Combination of both. How do you work both, where you can use funds for equipment and possibly payroll and
of course costs? Yeah, so the programs themselves are actually separate, and it benefits you because it allows you to allocate more to both of the programs. But what was the equipment you were maybe looking to bring on? If I can get a better picture here, I'll be able to kind of point you in the right direction there for what programs.
Maybe about $30,000 worth of equipment.
Okay, what kind of equipment there were you looking to bring on?
Test equipment that we use for, after we do installs, and then we have test equipment that we use to certify, test all the wiring that we install.
Okay. And is that something you usually look to bring on new, or is it used equipment?
We hope to get new.
New, okay.
Every now and then, call savings, we might purchase some refurbished, but for the most part, new.
New, okay. And then as far as capital, you said it's just for kind of payroll operations, pretty basic stuff
that?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And how much were you maybe looking to bring on for the payroll and operations?
Maybe 50 to 75.
50 to 75, okay. Perfect. So how it works here is on the equipment, you know, that's pretty much your standard traditional loan, you know, 2 to 5 year terms. Rates typically start in the mid-single digits. It's very straightforward there. It's mostly based off of credit. Did you know what your credit is as of currently, or a ballpark of where you think it's at?
As a grantor or as a business?
Personal.
It's not that good. I mean, I've we've been in business 7 years, and I've done a lot of granting for the business myself. So that that income to debt ratio brought me down, and I'm going through a divorce now, and that kind of brought me down even further.
I see. Yeah, I definitely understand what you're going through with that. What's the business look like then on the?
I'm sorry. What was the last thing you said?
The business credit, is that still looking good there for you?
For the most part, but I'm not sure. I haven't checked with Dun & Bradstreet lately to see. I'm assuming it's pretty general. I mean, everything that the business itself has done.
Okay.
You know, got it and paid on it, so on and so forth.
Okay, so here's the thing. With your credit maybe not being in the best situation, the good news is on the working capital programs, it's mostly based off your gross annual sales. Obviously, we take a look at credit, but it's mostly just to make sure there's no tax liens against you or anything like that. What did you guys do in gross annual sales last year? And I can kind of get a ballpark figure for what we might be able to free up for you.
Last year, we did about
$750,000, okay. So based off of these numbers here, you know, the three things that they're going to look at is credit, time in business, and gross annual sales. You have the sales. You've been in business 7 years. You kind of solidified yourself there. With credit not being in the best situation, it's definitely something we can work around. You know, we work from anywhere from Tier A to Tier D on the credit ratings. So I don't see that being a huge issue. As far as capital we could free up with you based off of the $750K, you're probably looking anywhere from the, I would say, maybe 60 to 85K range that we could free up for you. And it could definitely, it's unsecured too. So, you know, you can use it forever you see fit for the business. You know, it might cost you a little bit extra, but the thing is, you know, it's going to be unsecured. You can use it forever you see fit for the business. You're not going to have to put up your house, your cars, your business, or anything like that to get this loan. So that it's going to help the situation that you're in right now. How soon were you looking to maybe bring this on for you?
Well, I'm actually doing some shopping around now. Mm-hmm. I just got your voicemail this morning. Just made me throw you in the basket to see what options you may have.
I see. Have you gotten any? As soon as possible. Have you gotten any approvals or anything like that from anyone else?
I've gotten some approvals, but I'm waiting on Pacific now, which I should have midday to end of the day today.
Okay, so we do have a match or beat policy. We've been in the business for over 14 years now, so we have a lot of relationships that we've been able to build, and it's kind of allowed us to work with a lot of situations in a lot of different businesses. So if you are getting offers or approvals here with other places, if you're able to send that over there with the application, it's something underwriting can take in advance. And, you know, my job here is to get you the best approval possible. So if we're able to get that type of information, we should be able to beat it or at least match it there. And the good news, too, here...
I was just going to say, so what would you do? Would you match it or would you...
It would just depend on how you look on paper and which program you get approved for. You know, I work very closely with my underwriters when we do these deals. So just knowing the situation here is gonna benefit you in the long run. And if you're running into these, how often do you run into kind of like payroll or operations situations throughout the year? Is this just kind of once or twice?
Not really. It's not really an issue. More than anything is we just took on a big project, roughly is right around 300K, and I have two more of those smaller projects around the 50,000 mark where I've, you know, we've extended the cash flow that we do have to its full potential. So anything that we receive now would just help take the pressure off of us. I mean,
we've been
in business for 7 years, and we've received limited to no help, and we've been just harder we work, faster we work, faster we get invoiced, faster we can get paid. That's the philosophy that we've been approached during the duration of this. Now we're just extending crews and manpower and resources and everything to its fullest extent. And any assistance that we could get is just more so taking the pressure off of us.
Of course. And, you know, with these small, medium-sized businesses like yourself, that's kind of what we specialize in. And if you're going to be running into this maybe once or twice throughout the year, we offer refinancing options there for you where you can actually get approved for additional capital at longer terms and lower rates. So once you've kind of proven that you can make your payments, it really only gets better from there. You know, we're looking to grow with businesses. We don't want just a one-time transaction. That's really not how we're not going to make any money. And most likely you're not going to make that much money off of it. But if we can grow with you and keep getting you this capital to keep these projects going, it's definitely something we should look at doing for you. And if you're looking to bring this on as soon as possible, as far as the approval process goes, it's really only three things that we look at. Once we get that paperwork in, I can get you an answer in right around 24 hours for what we can do for you. I had a quick question here on these projects. Are you guys ever put on like a net 30 or a net 60 there on the payout structures, or is it pretty upfront with you?
We do progress payments. Some of our payment terms, I mean, of course, we want net 15, net 30. Sometimes they just naturally stretch out to more of a net 60 type time frame. Sometimes they go even longer, but we try to do what we can accordingly.
I see. Yeah, I mean,
I guess I say all that because in a lot of the situations we're sub of a contractor, so we gotta wait for the general contractor to get paid for us to get paid. It's just we sometimes two, sometimes three, even fourth on the totem pole. So he's just the top person might have the net 30, and then by the time he gets it and he processes it, another 10 days. Then before he gets it, processes about 10 days. Before we get it, it's actually been close to 60 days. You know, sometimes.
I gotcha. So yeah, I mean, if it sounds like, I mean, you got the business growing. Are you on track to do more this year than the 750K you did last year, or are you kind of right around the same?
Probably going to be right around the same, maybe a little more, give or take. Like I said, we've been in business 7 years. Our best year has been closer to the $2 million range. So we lost one of our contracts where the revenue that we were used to kind of depleted just a little bit, but we, you know, still running hard, trying to do the best we can. So,
of course,
if you look at our history since we've been in business, I think our first year we were about 300K, and then we went up to 1.2, then 1.5, then 1.9, and then we kind of kind of came back 1.5, and then last year was the 750. This year
will
probably be equal to or better, and then we got a lot of projections for next year to hopefully recoup that revenue that at one time we were used to, and exceeded even more. So
yeah, do you guys do any marketing there for the business, or how do you guys get the word out about what you guys do?
Well, right now we just doing word of mouth. Our resources are limited. Like I said, we at one time we were doing a few marketing things through different marketing companies. I don't really know if they were marketing companies. One company was called Reconstruction. They really kind of generate bids or find work, but then at the same time they market you to customers that need the work. Another one was called Blue Book, and there's a few others that we have marketed. But the money that we were spending for that resource, by funds being a little tighter now, we didn't see quite the benefit at the moment of maintaining it. So those are some of the things that we've gotten away from. So now we're just going off of quality of work when we do get to do a job, and we have repeated customers. A lot of stuff that we do for electrical companies as well as general contractors and then private-owned businesses themselves, and we just try to do the best that we can when we do have an opportunity. And
of course, you know.
They'll tell somebody that will tell somebody that will tell somebody.
Yeah, spread word of mouth and, you know, just let the work speak for itself. That's honestly the best policy and usually shows the best results there for a business. Derek, what was the name of your business there again? I'm trying to pull up your profile here, and I'm struggling to pull it up here. What was the actual name there?
Four, F-O-U-R.
Okay.
D. Cabling, C-A-B-L-I-G.
C-A-B-L-I-G. Okay. Let me try and pull this up here real quick just so I can make sure that I can get all these notes in and we can at least see where you're working with right now. Just give me 1 second. Is the E attached to 4, or is it a separate?
F-O-U-R space D, as in David.
D, that's what I did wrong. Okay, 4D cabling.
Cabling, C-A-B-L-I-N-G.
Gotcha. All right, now let me input it this way, see if we can pull it up. All right, well, my computer's being a little slow right now, so I can just look that up later. As long as I got the name there, we'll be able to search it. But, yeah, you know, this is definitely
so
something.
You said something like a pre-approval. How did you get my information?
Yeah, so it's just based off of the most current UCC filing that you have. We use DNB database here. It's basically just the largest database system of any company that's basically ever taken out a loan as of like 2010 to current. So we're looking for companies that have borrowing history that are in the system, and that's kind of what we are, is our pre-approval basis. You know, we want to work with companies that are familiar with these programs, that are looking to grow, that have experienced this in the past. So that's the pre-approval. As far as the approval goes, we just have a one-page app that we send you. It's your most recent. Did you guys file 2015 taxes?
Not yet.
Did you get an extension there on it, or you just haven't filed it?
Yes, sir. No, we got an extension.
Okay, so we would just need your 2014 then, with just the copy of the extension that you got, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Do you have any current loans out with the business right now?
No, sir.
No. Okay. Then, yeah, that would really be the only three things that we would need. It's pretty straightforward to find that. Once we receive that, I get it to underwriting. We can get you an answer in right around 24 hours. You know, if it makes sense for the business, we can proceed from there, and we can get you funded in just about 24 hours after that. But I'd love to at least get you in the system. Let's get you approved and see what we can do for you. What's a good email there for you, and I can shoot this information for you?
Info.
Okay.
info at furdcabling.com.
Okay.
Info at 4dcabling.com.
4dcabling.com. Okay. Yeah, I will shoot the information over to you. It'll just summarize the offer we did send out. It'll have what we need to get the approval process going, and then it'll also have all my contact information in there as well. What might be a good day to follow up with you here if I don't hear back?
I'm following back up with you. It's one of my priorities right now.
Okay. Well, I'll shoot this information over with you. We'll hopefully touch base here in the next few days here and see what we can do for you.
Sounds good.
All right, Derek. Good talking to you. We'll be in touch.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.